I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Always just chasing around the next thing. You need to know exactly what it is it means to make it.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled location. On top of all this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. And today's topic is why it is hard to make it, and that's in quotation marks, to make it in life. People ask me over the years, I've been asked many times based on the things that people have known me to be doing, ask me how hard will it be to do something? And today I'm going to give you the answer. I'm going to explain how hard it's going to be and why it's going to be hard to do so. Somebody asked me, well, how hard is it to get recruited to play college basketball? And I really shouldn't even be the one there asking that because I didn't get recruited to play college ball. I walked on in college ball. Or someone asked me, how hard is it to build a brand, or how hard is it to play basketball overseas, or how hard is pro basketball compared to college, compared to high school basketball? People ask me these how hard questions, and they can't really be, they're not quantifiable, first of all, and everything is so relative when you ask a question like that. But today I'm going to explain why it is hard to make it in life. If you think it's going to be hard to make it in life, I concur. I agree with you. And not only do I agree with you, I'm going to tell you why it's hard to make it in life. Just in case you were wondering if maybe you could get away with it not being hard, no, you can't. It's going to be hard. I'm going to tell you why here today. Number one reason why it is hard to make it, quote unquote, in life is because the better the reward, the shinier that reward, the more people are going to know about it, first of all. And the shinier reward is, the easier it will look. Let me say that because it's shinier, it looks easy, but the easier that someone, let's say, makes it look. Because when a person is highly skilled or highly talented, or they've been doing something for a really long time and they become really, really competent at what they're doing, when they do it, it looks easy, right? And the easier someone can make things look, or the easier there's a group of people making something look, the more fierce the competition will become. See, if it looks easy when LeBron James drives down the lane and dunks the basketball, or it looks easy when a certain player who you think you may be equal to goes and plays overseas or goes and plays college basketball D1 or gets a scholarship or goes and gets drafted to the NBA, it looks easy because you're like, wait, I was just playing against that person, or I just saw them the other day, or I was just in a grocery store standing next to him and we about the same size. I mean, if they can do it, I can do it. You heard that phrase before. He can do it, I can do it. If she can do it, I can do it. Or someone who has achieved something says, if I can do it, you can do it. Here's the challenge with that, people. When someone is highly skilled, really skilled, I mean, they've really been working on their game for a long time before they even knew that they were working on their game. They were working on their game. They make things look easy. That's what happens when you're highly skilled. It looks easy. When someone's not highly skilled, it looks like they're working really hard. And those are the things that people don't want to go after. But paradoxically, those are the ones that are probably easiest for you to get to. See, watching LeBron James play basketball, he makes it look easy, but it's actually way, way, way harder than the guy at your local rec league, your guy at the local rec center or the local playground playing basketball. No matter how good he is compared to the guys in the neighborhood, he ain't got nothing on LeBron James, but LeBron makes it look easier than that guy does. Even though it'd be easier for you to get to the rec league guy's position than it would for you to get to LeBron's position. People make it look easy when they got skill. When the reward is bigger, that better reward, whether that's a certain amount of money, whether it's a certain amount of admiration or followers, whatever it is that people value in life, the shinier that is, or the bigger it is, or the more enticing that is, the fiercer the competition becomes. When something looks easy, or the rewards look really big and really bright and really shiny, competition gets more fierce, meaning, number one, there are going to be a whole lot more people going after it, and number two, more people willing to do more things, make more sacrifices and more investments in order to achieve that outcome. Right now, it looks like, it sounds like, it appears like, it feels like it is very easy to start and have a popular podcast. That seems like a real simple thing. And I talked about how you can start and have your own podcast a few weeks back. Is the podcast gold rush is going on right now because it seems easy. I mean, all you got to do is talk. All you had to do is call somebody and just ask them questions and record it and then just put it out for other people to see. All I got to do is just talk about some things that have gone on in my life or give some people some motivational messages. It'll be easy. I could do this. And then you get more and more people trying to do it again. Why is everybody jumping in to do something as soon when it becomes that popular thing? Why does it become popular and cause everyone to jump in is a better way I should ask that question. Number one, because the rewards seem big, because people are talking about, look, you can make money doing a podcast. It looks easy because it's like, oh, all I gotta do is just sit there and talk every single day, or talk to another person, or just ask questions and let another person talk. Oh, this is easy. Everybody's gonna jump into it. But podcasting, you can look at something like YouTube. YouTubing is a thing that you have people who do YouTube full time and they're damn good at it. Why? Because they're good at being entertaining, they're good at knowing their subject matter, they're good at editing, or maybe they have people who are good at editing, whatever it is, they're good at being funny, they're good at giving social commentary, whatever it is they're doing is making their YouTube career look so easy or so great and be so rewarding, it makes other people believe, oh, they could do the exact same thing. But the thing is, they make it look easy because they're damn good, because they've been working on their game for a long time. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that's not on camera, not on any camera, that you will never know about, not even on their B-Sides channel, that makes them have the skill, that makes it look so simple, that allows them to achieve the rewards that look so bright and shiny, that is causing you to think you could jump in and do the same thing. See, this is one of the reasons why it's hard to make it in life, because the people who have, quote unquote, made it at the highest levels, it's their skill that leads to the rewards that catch your eye, that lead to them making it look easy that catches your eye. You don't notice the hard part that goes behind all of that. Point number two, the disease of comparison makes it hard to make it in life, because no matter what we do, no matter what we achieve, and I'm not saying you specifically, but this afflicts a lot of people and it afflicts all of us, I think, at times in life, some more than others and some for longer periods and for deeper parts of us than others. The more we do, no matter how much we do, when we see others who have more than us or who are doing better than us or seem to be further ahead than us, it makes whatever we've done seem small. Even if what you're doing is amazing, if someone else is doing 10 times that, you're looking at it like, man, like compared to them, I've done absolutely nothing. Like, yeah, I did $1 million in revenue this year, but this person, this company did 10 million. Oh, yeah, I was on this, but this person was on it 10 times. Or I did this, but this person did three times what I did. The disease of comparison. The saying is compare and despair. If we look around enough, I don't care how great you are at what you do. If you look around for long enough and you look hard enough and you're looking for it, you will find someone who has achieved more than you, who has done more than you, who has gone further than you, who seems to be accelerating at a pace that is much faster than yours. There will always be someone with more, who has gone farther, who is doing better, who seems to be happier, who is blank. Whatever it is, they could be more than you. There, you will always find someone who has it. Might not always be the same person. You might have to look at 10 different people, and each one of them got just a little part that's better than what you have. You will always find them if you look hard enough. And oftentimes, you won't have to look that hard. The disease of comparison makes it hard for us to ever make it in life, because when we're comparing ourselves to another person, we might have thought we made it, right? We do something, we're like, hey, I made it. But then we see somebody who's done 20 times what we've done. I'm like, oh, I thought I made it. Now I got to catch up to that person. You start to get to where they were. You finally get to that point. You're like, oh, now somebody got this. It might not even be that same thing that you were going after. Okay, now I got to get that part. That'll complete the circle. And then you see something else. And then you see something else. And then none of those things that you already achieved matter anymore. So now you got to do these six other things in order to feel like you made it. The disease of comparison will have you on a wild goose chase, as my dad used to say. Always just chasing around the next thing. You need to know exactly what it is it means to make it, which moves us on to point number three. The reason why it's so hard to make it in life, people, is that you don't even know what making it looks like for you. I mean, how are you going to make it if you don't know what it means to make it? What does that mean? If you were to, let's just say a year from now, right? Let's say a year from now, you, and yes, I'm talking to you personally. A year from now, you were able to look yourself in the mirror and say, quote, I made it, close quote. What does that mean? I'm pausing to give you some time to think about that. What does life look like when you have, quote unquote, made it? I mean, all of life. I don't mean just this one thing. Okay, you made it from manager to senior director or to executive vice president. What about the rest of your life? What about your home? What about your family? What about your kids? What about your social life? What about your husband and wife? What about your fitness? What about your finances? What about your nutrition? What about your mental health? What about everything else? What does it look like when you've made it? If you don't know what it looks like to make it, it's impossible to make it. A lot of people never make it in life because they have no idea what making it means to them. So they're just chasing. Again, this disease of comparison, comparing themselves, what they have or what they're doing to other people. Not even knowing if what other people have or what other people are doing is something that they actually want, because they never sat down and turned the phone off and turned the TV and the radio off and kicked everybody else out of the room and just thought about, what is it that I want in life? Who am I in life? Where am I going in life? They never thought about these things. Therefore, they can never get to this answer of what it does it look like to make it. It's damn hard to get somewhere if you don't know where you're going. You got to have a map. Where am I going? What is it that I want? Who am I in the first place? These are questions that you need to have answered before you need to ever look around at anybody else, if at all looking around at anybody else, before you say, all right, well, this is what I'm going to achieve, and this is why I'm going to achieve it, this is how I'm going to achieve it. What's the purpose of all of it? What is making it look like? If you don't know, it is impossible to do it. Let's recap today's topic, which is, why is it hard to make it in life? Point number one, the better the reward, the larger and shinier the reward, the easier that the really skilled people make it look, the more people are going to jump into the pool for the competition, whether that's starting a podcast, writing a book, YouTubing, playing basketball overseas. Everybody thinks they can do it because it looks easy and because it seems like there's a big reward for everybody out there. It doesn't mean nobody can do it. It just means a lot of people are going to try to do it. Point number two, it's hard to make it in life because of the disease of comparison. Because everything we do, we're going to see somebody doing more, having more, being more, going further. And because we're human beings, we're going to get into this comparison game. And we're going to say, okay, now I got to catch him. Now I got to catch her. Now I got to outdo this person. Oh, that one's not there anymore. I got to come back. I got to do this. Oh, wait, these five new things are out. Now I got to do all these things. No matter what you do, you're going to see somebody who has more better than you. And then what you've done is going to seem small. You're going to keep comparing yourself to other people. You'll never, ever make it that way with this disease of comparison. And number three, most important reason why it's hard to make it in life is because you don't know what making it looks like. What does it look like when you make it? What have you achieved? Where are you? What have you done? Who are you? How do you feel? How do you think? What are you doing? If you can't answer those questions, it's impossible for you to make it because you don't even know what it looks like. How are you going to find it? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. people like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.